Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for today's meditation is from Luke chapter 12, particularly the 24th verse. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They neither have storehouse or barn. And yet God feeds them. How much more value are you than the birds? We ask God's Holy Spirit to be with us today as we consider both our physical life as well as the words of Jesus Christ, our only source of comfort. Every day, an article appears in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch written by one Jean Gibson that's designed specifically to give guidance and comfort to those who read it. Millions of people read this type of thing every day. It's a horoscope. If you're a Gemini, this is what comfort and confidence and hope you have to Miss Jean Gibson. Keep your expenses low. Make do with material already on hand. Friends could cost you money. Take care of those personal chores you put aside during this year time. And if you're a Sagittarius, this is what you have to look for in terms of guidance and comfort. New financial gains are the direct result of secret negotiations. Get any promises in writing. A child-parent relationship requires careful handling. We've seen two types of comfort today. The words of a resurrected Christ that say don't worry about your physical life. And the wisdom of a Miss Jean Gibson, when you compare the two, there's an obvious answer. We don't need the wisdom of any philosopher, astrologer, or soothsayer. We rely on a resurrected Christ for all comfort. Again, the word, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, and yet God feeds them. God cares for them. And about the lilies that we just heard earlier, Jesus says that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like those short-term flowers that spring and then die quickly. Martin Luther, when looking at this text in Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount, says this concerning the words of Jesus. You see, he is making the birds as schoolmasters and teachers. It is a great and abiding disgrace to us that in the gospel, a helpless bird should become a theologian and a preacher to the wisest men. And then we should emphasize this to our eyes and ears as if he were saying to us, look, you miserable man, you have home and grain and property. What those birds are doing and what those flowers are doing is just the Tadeum that Dr. Molin mentioned just the other day. But they're also doing that which we confess in the first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, and that he gives me my body, my reason, my clothing, and food, meat and drink, house, home, wife, children, and all that I need to support this life of mine. Despite the gift God gives us, it is not enough. As humanity cries out for more, because we are indeed human, we are sinful by nature. Despite the gift God gives us, it's desperate. The enemy still surrounds us. Satan wants you badly. He wants you to fall. He wants you to fail. He wants you to think that life is nothing but a day in and day out grind. And it gets worse. God still demands perfection. God still demands justice. And then problems begin to pile upon problems. If you haven't felt the pressure of the end of the quarter, you soon will. Maybe you're feeling the loss of family or friends. Maybe some of you are lonely. You miss your girlfriend or your mom and dad. And that's tough. Tempers are short. Loneliness is apparent, and we cry out to God for help. Among all this turmoil, despite frustrations and failures and fear, Jesus says to his disciples, do not worry. And he says it like this. For I tell you, your life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. The Father extended something to us so special, so beautiful, that all the malady, all the problems, and all the futilities of this life fade in the light of his comfort. For while we were enemies with God, he sent his only Son into the world in human form, like us, made of flesh, made of blood, to man, to God. He suffered hell. He became a curse on our behalf. He died, but he also rose again and conquered hell, death, and the grave for this reason, that you may have life, forgiveness of sins, pardon for your rebellion, peace with God. This forgiveness and reconciliation, it's real. You can trust God, the Father, because he gives it. It's not a human promise, and we do indeed rejoice in that. As a result, we are changed. Life takes on something different now, that you have been born again according to the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There is indeed much to consider to the grace of God. Consider when we proclaim in the psalm, the Lord is, our light and salvation. Consider the promise, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Consider the comfort of God the Father through the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Consider your rebirth through baptism. Consider how God feeds us. Yes, like the raven, he does indeed feed us with physical food. But look also at his body and blood, at the Lord's Supper through which we partake and obtain forgiveness and spiritual nourishment. Consider the word of God, Holy Scripture, that lamp to your feet, that light to your path. Consider the Christ. He overcomes our physical weakness and extends to us victory and life everlasting. Consider Christ, our only source of comfort. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.